Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. We're just going to start. I told Coach a joke. Anybody that's watching on YouTube right now, that's why he's laughing. So I didn't even tell him we were starting the next episode, so you could see him laughing so hard. Anyway,
before two carrots with one night.
Before we jump into today's episode, we're going to talk about our sponsors. First of all, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better, the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything. Who was I talking to? Coach Wheeler, I think. It's like a card catalog or a library of everything you need to be a successful coach. After this episode, I'm going to show Coach kind of some of the cool stuff I'm doing.
Yeah, I was just looking at it last week. You know,
yeah.
I'm
going to be honest. The front page needs to be updated, and that's coming soon.
There's just so much content. There's so much.
So much content. So I got to make a roadmap.
Basketball is such a complicated game. You know, I'm giving, like I told you the last episode, like I'm giving a coaching clinic tonight. And it's like, what do I focus on? I can't focus on 100 things.
Yeah.
You know, and if I focus on my offense, if I focus on offense the entire time, what will the coaches do in practice every day? They'll focus on that.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
And so, that's my big, it's basketball is a very complicated game.
It's a complicated game. It's so complicated. Also go over and check out Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the world, I think. There's lots of them, actually. But great customer service, great people. Love working with them. Hope to keep working with them. Mention me. Mention this podcast. Mention anything. And trust me, they will take really, 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 really good care of you. They'll give you $450 off, but they'll take extra special care of you. Trust me, every coach that's used my name I've gotten multitude of emails about that. All right, so today we're going to talk about halftime.
Yep.
Comes between the first half and the second half. Okay. What did you want to talk about? I can go through my halftime routine if you want. What do you do during halftime? So Coach was zoned out there.
All right.
It tells me this is going to be the last podcast in our batch, because usually I'm the one that's zoning out.
I'm so sorry.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny. Usually it's me.
I was working on this morning. I was I have my whole framework here.
So as he's looking, I'm going to go through what I do.
Okay.
Halftime bell ring.
Yeah, go ahead. You do what you do, and then I actually have it written out. I actually have it all kind of laid out. This is what we do for my
So here's what we do. We run to the locker. The players run to the locker room. Okay, they get water, they get all that stuff from the managers. They sit and they talk. So we practice what they should be doing at that point. So I think that's a little bit unique for our program, is we practice running the locker room and we practice them communicating or going to the bathroom or doing what and how they should communicate at that point. Coaches and I meet outside the locker room and we spend about 2 or 3 minutes talking about key components of the first half, what we need to do. And we do this after the game too. But key components before I go in. So sometimes they have to calm me down before I go in. But key components, what goes into it, how we do it, how we attack it. And then I go in, and I try to keep it short. I'm not making huge adjustments. I will have a discussion after I have a strengths and weaknesses kind of this. Here's what we did well. Here's what we didn't do well. What do you guys see? So hopefully they've already talked at this point. So we, at the end there, before we go out, we can have a communication. Then we run back out, and I do want several minutes of them shooting, especially if we didn't shoot the ball well, things like that, some sort of warm up or thing after the halftime. I think that's important for them to get moving. I hate when you come out and half the team sitting on the bench and like zoning out. And well, we can either be in the locker room resting, or we can be out here actually using that time effectively. So that's what my halftime looks like. What does yours look like, Coach?
Go into the locker room, first get the water, brain break, talk, just like you said. During that time, I use it as a time to talk to my coaches and my staff outside of the locker room. Never thought about allowing them or mentoring them or giving them guidance of what they should be talking about in the locker room. I love that. Definitely going to have to take that this year. I think that's a great idea. Coaches meet before going into the locker room and talk strategy, right? Kind of have a plan in place. You know, sometimes if you don't have a plan in place, then you have a bunch of different coaches talking out of turn, blah, 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 blah. Let them speak to you. And then you do all the communication out. Because what will happen is you'll have this person will remind me of this and this person will remind me of this. And I'm already talking to the kids and it just becomes chaos. I'm going to let my coaches give me a couple things, what they say, reinforcements. And then I will say that I will communicate that back to the players. I think that's really important.
I always go back to my coaches, my assistants, after I'm done. So in the locker room, I'll go, did I miss anything? Because I'm like older.
Right. Like, but during that time frame of when I'm addressing the players,
yes.
I don't want my coaches saying anything.
No, no.
But they've given me information that we want to address as a whole. And then we've talked about it. And like you said, at that point, then after I'm done saying anything, I'll allow them to speak.
Yeah.
And then we're going. And I always remember, I think a huge thing at halftime is it's a tale of two halves. You can't come out flat.
No.
You know, people are going to make adjustments. I think that is the biggest thing. Out of any adjustments that you make so far, you got to find a way to get your team going. I think what you talked about, making sure you're getting them out back on the court, getting shots up, getting movement, and just having that conversation. Like, it's a tale of two halves.
Right. You know, usually I will try to draw them in earlier to talk to them. And then usually we're going to do something. I'm going to refocus them on like, hey, we're going to run yellow. I just saw a yellow marker, so I called yellow.
Right. Or you're going to run a set play out.
You're going to run a set, or we're going to trap. We're going to do something. So I want to refocus them. Hey, the bell rang. Let's bell ringers or whatever they call them in the elementary school little things.
Entrance slips, they call them.
Entrance slips, exit slips, whatever. I've had some interesting exit slips in my day, let me tell you. I'm glad not everyone's seen all my exit slips. In the old days. But I think, again, I say this, nothing you should do should be a surprise to them. Nothing, like, you shouldn't expect that they're gonna do things at halftime unless you told them to do things at halftime. And that's why I put a non-conference this year before we play at one of our rivals, Middleton. Because I want to get all that nuance out before we come back home for you know, three game homestand kind of thing. Like, how do we do this? Where do we sit? How do we act? How do you talk about it?
Yeah, I would always, I think it's really important when you're watching film is to always see how your team comes out of halftime and start to see those patterns. Right. I think we get caught up in, you know, how do we guard this screen? How do we do that? How that, like, how was our momentum coming out of the half? I think that's a good vision piece to always look at when you're reviewing your film. How'd you start the game? How did you start the game in the second half?
Yeah.
I think the way that you start a game, start a half, is a way that really build momentum going into the greater duration within the half. We have halves. I mean, other states have quarters, so it's a little bit different, but
I love that. Okay. Anything else, coach?
No, I think that's it. I don't have anything else. I think that are a little bit similar, but I like the way of allowing them to have conversations, but also modeling what that looks like.
I think that's maybe
do you have question stems or you just teach that?
No. And the thing is, it's like, I say, come in, you should run in.
You know what I mean by question stems, right? You know, like, like what questions could you be asking? Right.
Yeah, So what I do is I say, so I literally have them run in and I say, here's what should happen. Okay. You should get a drink, blah, blah, blah. You should go to the bathroom and then you should sit down. And then I say, so I say, here's the things that you should talk about. What are we doing offensively? What are we doing defensively? What's working? What's not working? What can we do better? Blah, blah, blah. Because otherwise they're just going to sit there like lumps in a log. And I hate wasted time. It's like wasted time in drills. So, I'll find that list for you, but that tends to be good. All right. Anything else, coach?
No, sorry. I was looking at that text message
again. Oh, yeah, he was. All right. Till next week. Sports Social Podcast Network.